Welcome to the Space Show, Nick.
It's good to be talking to you, Andrew.
We're at the Sydney Observatory. What sort of instrumentation does the observatory have? Obviously some sort of telescope.
Yes, the work done, our main instrument was the telescope used for the astrographic project, International Astrographic Project. This was a refractor of 13 inches diameter, refractor being a lens telescope. So the main, there's a lens of 13 inches, which these days it should be expected in metric units. So I think it was from memory, I think it's 35 centimetres in diameter. The original instrument used at Sydney Observatory was actually built here in New South Wales, but the lens itself was imported from the United Kingdom. In the 1940s, late 1940s, the observatory in Melbourne was closed down. Melbourne Observatory was closed down, and they had also had an astrographic catalogue, and it was decided that, seeing it was not being used in Melbourne, that Sydney Observatory took charge of the astrographic telescope from Melbourne. So the Sydney telescope was replaced by the Melbourne one. This was a main instrument until recently. There was a new photographic instrument, camera, placed on the same mount, and we're sometimes using the original astrographic telescope and sometimes we're using this new instrument. Again, that whole astrographic telescope was transferred to Macquarie University about 10 years ago. Our main instrument now is a 29 centimetre refracting telescope. That's the oldest lens telescope, or oldest working telescope in the country. It was installed here at the observatory in 1874. It was installed to observe a transit of Venus, which happened in 1874.
The transit of Venus being?
Right, I thought you might ask that, Andrew. But of course, I think most people in Australia should have heard of a transit of Venus, because of course the reason Australia was discovered was because of transit of Venus. In 1769, there was a transit of Venus visible through a large part of the world, and Captain James Cook was sent to Tahiti to observe that transit of Venus. And of course, he was then given instructions to look around, see what else he could find, and he just happened to come to the east coast of Australia. The transit of Venus was regarded as something major event, because it was a way of working out the scale of the solar system. What happens in this transit of Venus is the planet Venus passes in front of the disk of the Sun. And if you observe that in different geographical locations and just see the slightly different shift in how Venus passes across the Sun, you can work out by simple geometry the scale of the solar system. So it was a way of finding out how far the Earth was from the Sun, and that was an extremely important measurement 200 or 100 years ago. And the next transit of Venus after James Cook's transit was the 1874 one, and there were major preparations done throughout the world to make observations, and including Sydney, the observatory set up a chain of stations throughout New South Wales, in case one of them was clouded out. For such an important project, they didn't want anything to go wrong. But as I said, our main instrument, the historic 29 centimetre refracting telescope, was purchased specifically for that 1874 transit. Our other telescope is a much more modern telescope. It's a 35 centimetre C14 Smith-Cassegrain telescope. That is a reflecting type telescope. It's much more modern. It's only been here for 5 or 6 years. It's a computer controlled telescope, so you can sort of plug in the coordinates, what part of the sky you want it to look at, and the telescope will go there automatically. So it's a very pleasant telescope to use, and of course our guides, we use it a great deal.
Are the public able to come to the observatory and see some of the work done here or see some of the telescopes?
Yes, they certainly can. People have been able to come here for a long time. So it has always been, even when the observatory is doing astronomical research, public had always had access to the telescopes. They could make bookings and come here and look through a telescope and receive a guided tour. But of course, when the observatory is doing research, this is not a main part of the activities of the observatory, and we were only open a few nights a week. I think it was four nights a week in more recent times, and people had to book a long time in advance. I know I've talked to old people who've been here in the past, and they said they had to wait for several years to get into the observatory, and they were still upset 50 years later that after this two-year wait they got into the observatory, looked through telescopes, and it happened to be cloudy on that night, which is must have been very disappointing. But these days our main activity is education. In 1982 we became part of a large museum in Sydney, the Powerhouse Museum, which is the largest museum in the Southern Hemisphere, which is a major establishment, and we are a branch of that museum. So our activities these days are basically all educational. So we do have much more emphasis on things like public being able to come to the observatory at night. They can make a booking to come to the observatory. We are open six nights a week, every night apart from Wednesday nights. In winter we have two sessions. They can come early at around 6 o'clock or soon after six, and or later on around 8 o'clock. And they come to the observatory and they get a guided tour of the place. They see the exhibition that we have. They might see a film on astronomy, and they get a chance to look through telescopes, the historic 29 centimeter refractor, and the modern computer controlled reflecting telescope as well.
But you're also open in the daytime, though, aren't you? And you don't need a booking then?
No, it depends when you come in. We're open daytime on weekends, for example, school holidays, generally in the afternoons. Then yes, you can certainly come here without booking, and you can come in and look through the exhibition that we have on astronomy, and we usually have some kind of films or other activities to do with astronomy. We also, during school term, we take lots of school groups, but they school groups do have to make a booking in advance, of course, because they do get a lot of attention, and school groups do get a very structured tour, and our guides talk about the solar system or whatever particular topic the children are covering at that particular time.
Well, Nick, thanks for joining us tonight on The Space Show.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Andrew.